kettle is black," said the pot accusingly. It's truly incredible that shows like Saturday Night Live, not funny, no talent, can spend all their time knocking the same person, me, over and over without so much of a mention of the other side, like an advertisement without consequences. Same with late night shows. That's a quote from the President of the United States. See, even Donald has had enough. And where is the investigation into Hillary and the Russians? Where are those investigations about SNL colluding with the Democrats? How about Benghazi? Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why did we quit investigating Benghazi? Those damn commies writing for NBC, they think they can get away with undermining American confidence in their president week after week by satirizing everything he says, everything he stands for, everything he tweets. Writers? Come on. Donald writes a script nearly verbatim for him. They shouldn't be paid. They should be locked up as subversives, same as Colbert, same as Noah Trevor, same as most of those left-leaning, smug comedians and their sneering Hollywood pals. The secret to a good presidency is to attack when attacked. Yeah, sure, that article came out last week in the New Yorker by Jane Mayer, pretty much connecting Fox News with this administration in damning detail. So rather than make a spirited defense, take a spirited offense. Find a scapegoat, spin the news, punch somebody in the face. Roy Cohn taught him well. The ghost of Eugene McCarthy is smiling from the gates of hell every tweet. Great student, Trump. This morning he went after Saturday Night Live and John McCain. When the going gets tough, double down. Two punches are always better than one. Now McCain is the one who needs to be investigated. McCain was no hero. In fact, he might have been a traitor. The guy who gave that steel report to the enemy. You need to sink pretty low to punch a man in the face who's already down in the grave, but low has become the new standard in the past few years. Never apologize, never admit to wrongdoing, blame the press, blame the dead, blame the lady in the porn star dress. The pot is black, said the kettle, defending itself. Meanwhile, the stew is burning.